Y'all ready? So I got a note from one of our former presidents, and he basically said, Jesus never discriminated against anyone. He said, you see, one's sexual orientation is the same as the color of one's skin. I'm like, we all came from Adam, and it doesn't make any difference what color your skin is. We all came from Adam. But immorality, no matter what color you are, it's sinful. Any kind of immorality. But I think the former president missed that, but he sent me a note trying to enlighten me, but he didn't give me a return address so I could contact him and give him a light Bible study. We are discussing the faith. According to the Apostle Paul, we've been on this for about 6 weeks. Whatever happens, Paul told the Philippians, whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ. I wrote it on the board there. Then whether I come and see you or only hear about you in my absence, I will know that you stand firm in one spirit, contending as one man, all of us together, for the faith, I wrote that on the top, for the faith of the gospel, without being frightened in any way by those who oppose you. You say, is opposition coming? Yep. When the opposition does come, just remember, this is a sign to them, the opposition, that they will be destroyed, but that you, because you're contending as one man for the faith of the gospel, you will be saved, and that by God. For it's been granted to you on behalf of Christ, you lucky souls, lucky, fortunate. You say, why am I so fortunate? It's been granted to you on behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him. So fortunate, so lucky, so blessed. I can suffer for the cause. Yeah. Since you're going through the same struggles. That's Philippians 1, verse 27. Therefore, after that, I have Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1. I'm just giving you a little intro here, folks. Therefore, I mean, what are we doing here? Well, I think I crawl out of the ocean. You used to be a fish. That's it. So it's easy for you to believe you used to be a fish. Yeah. What size fish were you? Small fish, big fish. Well, I started out small. Then I got big. What happened then? Then I grew some legs. How long did it take? Billions of years. Legs come out of me. I was fish swimming around like a fish. Next thing I know, I'm a large fish. And somehow the crossover between breathing water and air, that came to me too. It just took a while. Then I became this varmint that used to be a fish. I just crawl out of salt water. That's where I came from. I'm thinking, get out of here. Where'd all that grub come from when you crawl out on the bank? Where'd all them trees come from? Apples, oranges, persimmons, plums, corn, oats, barley. Where'd all that come from? Did that crawl out of salt water too? How'd that get there? Because you crawl out there, you had legs, you used to be a fish, you crawl out of the salt water. Yo, here we go. Ended up in the trees jumping around, had a tail, dropped the tail, finally jumped down, stood up on your feet and saying, I'm a man. How did you eat once you came out of the water? By the way, what were you eating in the ocean? Well, I was eating smaller fish than I was. Now you're frying them all and eating them. Yeah. You're frying what you used to be. Yeah. I don't believe it. Here's what I know. If there is no God, and what I am reading is not true, I say this with every audience I ever talk to, wherever I am, for the last 40 years. If there is no God, I'm making no apologies. You're going into a 6-foot hole. Now, you either believe you used to be a fish, turned into some kind of critter with legs, crawl out on the bank, then they got this deal from a mouse. They got the big forehead on a guy, you know, like Neanderthal. Yeah, he used to be a monkey, and now. I just don't believe it. It's easier for me to believe in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. If I'm wrong, you're going into a hole, and I'm going into a hole, irregardless of where we came from. We're both going into a casket. That much I know, right? If there's no God, it's simple. We're going to stay there forever, right? There's three entities that believes immorality does in fact cause disease. Three entities believe that. God, the Center for Disease Control, and me and Matt Owens. That's the three entities that believe that. Everybody else is like, I don't know, you know. You're like, you want to be disease-free? As far as sexually transmitted diseases go, you say, what do I do? Find you someone of the opposite sex, you marry them, make sure she's clean. Used to, they give you blood test. When we ran off and got married, Miss Kay and I, they give you all blood tests? Yeah. You say, what were they checking for? Disease. I don't know whether they do it or not now, but I recommend it. Before I'm going to sign the dotted line, some of you younger bucks these days, I say, honey, let's go down and get some blood tests like they used to do. You say, why are you doing that? I want to know what the woman's got or does not have. You understand what I'm saying? Let's go get a blood test. They check it. They say, good to go. You marry each other. You keep your sex right there. You're not going to get AIDS, syphilis, gonorrhea, AIDS, herpes. I don't even know what all the rest of. You're not going to get it. You want to be safe? Or you want to stick your head in the mud and say, immorality doesn't cause disease. Call Atlanta, CDC, ask them. Boy, are we in a pitiful mess. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles. Have y'all noticed that sin easily entangles us? I have. I mean, you can mess up in a New York second. So can I. Let us run with perseverance. I said the faith is a race. It's characterized as a race, a foot race, marathon, not a 100-yard dash. Let us run with perseverance. It's going to take a while before you finally physically expire. You say, am I dead? Not if you have run the race. You say, I'm still alive. I'll go on the other side. Let us run with perseverance a race marked out for us, that by God. Let us fix our eyes on Jesus. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. You say, what are the deep truths of the Bible, Phil? The deep truths of the Bible are as follows. Listen to this. God became flesh. Do most people in the world believe that? No. They're not buying it. You say, do the Muslims believe that Jesus was God in flesh? No, sir. Beyond all question, I'm in 1 Timothy, it's where I'll start today. I'm just giving you a little warm-up here to loosen you up, and I'm going to try to keep you from falling asleep. You get drowsy, but get out there and lay down in the back of your car and go to sleep. But don't sit here dozing off like that. Just hit the road, get you some more sleep. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. For a long time, everybody said, why was it a mystery? It hadn't even been revealed. These prophets were talking about more in the future, something big coming down the pipe. I mean, from the get-go, when Adam and Eve sin, you say, there's somebody coming, born of a woman. You what? Yeah, somebody going to do Satan in. Satan will strike his heel, but he's going to crush Satan's head. There's something big coming down. Now look, the years begin to add up. You say, way down there, way down the road. Beyond all question, the mystery of godliness is great. Not only is it a mystery because before it was revealed, when Jesus came in flesh, God in flesh, you say it was a mystery because no one knew what was going on. That's correct. Until he came and to enlighten. The light shines in the darkness, but the darkness has not understood it. They didn't understand it back there 2,000 years ago when God became flesh. There's an arrow coming down out of heaven there. You say, what is that? That's the beginning of your faith. You say, it's rooted in that. Yeah. Well, I'm not sure that he was actually God in flesh. Bump, you're out. You say, what? You mean if I don't get that arrow coming down to heaven, I don't get that right, you say, I can't get to heaven. You are correct. You say, you better get that on straight. Yes, you better. Many deceivers, now I'm in 2 John verse 7, who do not acknowledge Jesus Christ as coming in the flesh, have gone out into the world. This is written in the first century. They were going out into the world then. You say, what does it look like now? Billions say, no, sir. I don't believe he was God in flesh. I'm not buying it. The creator of the cosmos is going to take on a human body? You expect me to believe that? That's as hard to believe as me crawling out of the ocean. Used to be a fish. I know one thing. With this story, life beyond the grave. What's that crawling out of the ocean story? Any hope in that one? What happens to the person who used to be the fish? What happens when he dies? You're not a fish anymore, you're a human being. You say, what happens when I die? Well, you crawl out of the ocean. I'm not quite sure how you got there. One cell split, and here you go, and a little bitty thing, and crawl around as an amoeba out there in the ocean. Next thing you know, you're a little wiggle tail of a thing, and whoa, look out. Now I got a tail. Whoa, I got eyeballs now. I'm getting somewhere on this earth. Finally grew legs, crawl out on the bank. Now you can breathe air instead of water. Got up in the trees, a hairy little critter. That tail just started getting shorter and shorter. You looked around, you said, good night, I went from a fish to a monkey. You said, what are you going to be in the next 2 billion years, 5 billion years? You say, I'll finally be a human. How'd you get a male and female out of you? Did y'all come out at the same time when you crawl out of the water, a little male fish and a female fish? Because it always takes two to tango to get some more fish, don't it? Look, you get to looking at it logically. You say, there would have had to been male and female species to get another species. You say it, and somehow another. Do you, by the way, do you know of any known process whereby salt water can change someone from a fish to an elephant? From a fish to a human being? Show me the process that can do that. You say, you talk about bull. Half of America believes it. They got a 6-foot hole coming, and they say, I do not believe that God came in flesh. They've gone out into the world. Any such person is the deceiver and the Antichrist. My goodness, half of America are deceivers and Antichrists. We listen to them every day. That's why we operate like we do. Too many deceivers and too many anti-Jesuses out there. Watch out that you do not lose what you have worked for, because you've been, I hope, John is saying, contending for that, as in a war. You're trying to help your fellow man see the light. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He, a person, was with God in the beginning when the heavens and the earth were created. Through him, all things were made. You either crawl out of the ocean accidentally by chance, once the cosmos got here, once planet Earth got here, once the ocean got there, you said it had to come from somewhere. Where'd it come from? It just was some kind of explosion, and we looked around, and good night, that's a lot of water. You say, whoa, where'd it come from? It just got here by accident. This says, through him, through the Word, who was there in the beginning, all things were made. You said, including fish, including human beings, including rats, including ducks, including deer, including persimmon trees, pecan trees. You say, through the one who came down in flesh, everything was made. Boy, it's a story. I'm trying to figure out how they dreamed it up. In him was life. Y'all want to live? Do y'all want to live? Anybody fired up about dying? Had you rather live? I'd rather live. Who you going with? You know why I know you want to live? Because you're spending all that money on health care. Hey, Sampanero is laughing all the way to the bank. Old doc, y'all paying him big bucks. You said, what are we paying for? A pump repair. See, you got a pump here. What was that? Go to Sampanero, hold on your checkbook. Why give him the money? Trying to stay alive, right? He can give you a temporary reprieve, the best. But it's only temporary. He knows that. They're worth it. Give him some money. Old Jep, you know, falls out in the bottom of the deer stand, you know, passes out. Sampanero, Blake, McGee, old Weaponette, all of them got together, put their heads together. What in the world? Stayed in a coma 3 or 4 days. We prayed fervently for him. We trusted our brothers, the doctors. He comes to three days later after sleeping for 3 days and nights. Like, how in the world do I get in a hospital bed? Life is short. Let's face it, you can go in the next 5 seconds. So can I. Right? Life is tenuous. I mean, it's... Whew. The light shines in the darkness, arrow pointing out of heaven, but the darkness has not understood it. The Word, verse 14, I'm in the book of John, became flesh and lived for a while among us. We've seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son. There's your Jesus, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. It's either true or false. He is either the way or he's not the way. Hey, America, are you listening? He appeared in a body, God. He was vindicated by the Spirit. You say, what does that mean? They killed him. They killed him, graveyard dead. And he never made a mistake. He appeared in a body. He was vindicated by the Spirit. Most people, like Isaiah said, like one, Jesus would be like one who men hide their faces. Couldn't stand to look at him. There was nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. There was no majesty about him. Just a normal looking person. Vindicated by the Spirit. I have a dictionary within arm's reach. I have a dictionary on my left hand, like that. I'm sitting in my chair. A thought comes to me. I'm on the dictionary. On my right, AR-15. Truck pull up in the yard. I reach and get my rabbit. I look out, somebody. Who, look out the window. Who is it? The dogs bark, always. Trained to bark. You say, then you check out who it is. Kinfolks. Keep your gun where it is. Not kinfolks. That's my life. Vindicated by the Spirit. You say, what does that mean? To uphold by evidence. He's dead. 3 days later, eyewitnesses, historical accounts, archaeology backs it. He stands back up on the earth. That is the vindication by the Spirit to uphold by evidence. You say, he was dead. Yup. 3 days later, whoops, he's alive. To vindicate, to defend or maintain a cause against opposition. Did they all think they killed him and he would stay dead? Oh, you better believe it. They thought, he's done. He gone. 3 days later, whoa. That's to defend or maintain a cause against opposition. To justify a claim. I am the way. Oh, really? I am the truth. Really? You mean everything out of your mouth is true? He says, you got it. I am the life. Peace of mind. I am the resurrection. You're what? I am the resurrection. I'll make you eternal like me. Say what? To justify a claim. You say, why do you folks, why are you always hollering about the resurrection? Because the resurrection, the arrow comes down out of heaven. Your calendar is based on it. The blood that was shed on the cross removed your rotten filthy, stinking life. You say, well, I wasn't that bad. Yeah, you were. But I'm the only bad sinner around here. So don't go to lying on top of all your other sins. Admit it. The blood that's shed brings you peace between God and Him, frees you from Satan. Oh, I don't believe there's any evil in the world. Grown men cutting the heads of others off and videoing themselves doing it and jumping up and down saying, yay. And you don't call that evil? What do you call it? What do you call it? The psychiatric community, well, they're mentally ill. That's an explanation. There are all a lot of mentally illness over in the Middle East. What is some kind of microbe in the desert? Are there that many mentally ill people that go around and cut people's heads off? That's a lot of mental illness. It's kind of like that deal that happened to all our children. You know, attention deficit disorder. 20 million American children caught it in about a year. That's worse than Ebola. 20 million American children caught ADD in a matter of 3 or 4 years. And you say, where in the world? What's causing it? I don't know. It must be contagious, though. You say, well, I've noticed if you take a belt and put it on a child's behind, all of that attention deficit disorder leaves. You don't even have to go to the doctor. He's running his mouth, hit this, and this changes. Somebody said, boy, I tell you what, that old dude needs to be locked up. Here we are in America, afraid to put a belt on your son's behind when he runs his mouth and vile filth comes out of him. He disrespects his mother. Has orthodox liberal opinion in the discipline area, how's that going for you, America? It's enough to make you, it's sick. Sick, sick. To vindicate, to lay claim to an established possession of something. In this case, you say, what was Jesus, the Son of God, laying claim to? He said, here's a news flash. I am God. They're like, Muhammad never said that. Buddha never said it. And all of these Hindu gods, they never said that. Nope. You better be ready to do some serious justifying and vindicating and proving if you go around on planet Earth saying, when you see me, you're looking at God Almighty. Think about that. And to pull it off, it took what I wrote on the board behind me to pull it off. I am God. Death itself will not hold me, nor will it hold anyone who believes in me. That's the good news. I'm like, I'm in. Eternal health care. Free. I like it. Oh, I think I'll go with Obamacare. Go ahead. Trust me. It's not going to keep you out of the grave. And I don't care how much insurance you have. It's not going to keep you out of the grave. Right? You have one shot. The one who said, I am God. I am victorious over death. I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. I am the resurrection, vindicated by the Spirit. You, however, are controlled not by the flesh. That's how you used to be. Don't be lying to me about what you used to do. 99% of you used to get high, get drunk, and get laid. usually in that order. But all that's behind you now. You're not controlled by the flesh anymore, but by the Spirit. Remember, Jesus was vindicated by the Spirit. Well, I'm reading you a text. I'm in Romans chapter 8, and I'm in verse 9. You, if the Spirit of God lives in you, and if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. Simple enough. But if Christ is in you, your body is dead because of sin, and I'll add buried too. You say, boy, your baptism, that's your death to sin and your burial. Got to get rid of him or her. Got to get rid of him. You say, the old one of us used to get high, get drunk, and get laid. What are we going to do with him? Get him out of here. God says, I want him removed from my sight. You say, how am I going to do it, Lord? He said, bury him in some water. It's a lot easier what my son went through. Die to sin, be buried. There's your connection broken from the law of sin and death from Adam. You're like, that's how you obey the death of Jesus. You die to sin in water. That's how you obey his burial. You are buried with Jesus through baptism. I'm quoting Romans chapter 6 here. Duh. And look, just like he was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, vindication by the Spirit, you're vindicated when you die, when you're buried, when you're raised up with Jesus through your faith. You say, that's when it happened, and that's when you're vindicated. And I'm reading that very thing from Romans chapter 8. If the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, he who raised Christ from the dead, I wrote it on the board, will also give life to your mortal body through his Spirit who lives in you. You say, when do you receive him? When they said, Peter, what do we do about hearing this message? He said, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for the remission of your sins, and God will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit. Someone says, what are you trying to say? That you have to repent of your sins and be baptized for the remission of them so that you will receive the Holy Spirit? Well, that's what Peter said. It is a mystery. A lot of you will get right to when you die to sin, and then you won't die to sin, be buried and raised with him. He appeared in a body, was vindicated by the Spirit, was seen by angels. You say, who rolled that rock away at that tomb? See that tomb? You say, who rolled that rock away? Angel. You say, who was standing there when Jesus did like this? See that arrow right there? You say, what's happening? Adios, amigos, without a rocket booster. Angels appeared and said, hey, why y'all looking up to the air like that for? They said, good night. You got a human body floating that way. It's a wild story. I believe in it. Father, I pray for anyone here or across America who has not put their faith in Jesus coming in flesh 2014 years ago, born of a little virgin girl, Mary, with no sex involved, which is a wild thought. He died on a cross for the sins of the world, was buried in a tomb, just like we're going to be buried in a tomb, and 3 days later was raised from the dead, and that vindicated him saying who he said he was. It proved it. It justified every claim he ever made while he was here. The resurrection of the dead. When we die, Father, we notice we stay dead around here. We shoot a deer, they're dead. They stay dead. Someone gets in a car wreck and gets killed, they stay dead. They have heart attacks around this joint, and they stay dead, Father. But you showed us where human flesh can be energized and live beyond the tomb. Father, we have not heard that one from anybody, ever. So we're humbled by it, that we have a hope to leave this earth alive, which is what this is all about. And it's all done by you. And is it ever a mystery? And is it ever a great mystery? For the life of me, Father, I don't know why people just won't repent of their sin, whatever they are, whether they're homosexual sins, heterosexual sins, lying, stealing, graft, corruption, greed, murder, all these things that plague all societies, Father. We are a sorry lot, all of us, me included. My sins, Father, I'm just ashamed of the way I used to operate. Thank you. Thank you for removing them and not counting any of them against me through the blood of Jesus, through his resurrection, and your son, Father, who did all that, is now seated at your right hand mediating for me and all the rest of us here to keep us cleansed. Father, help these people understand if someone is visiting, they need to move on that by faith in your grace that was done for them, to put their faith in Jesus, the gospel, respond to that by dying to sin, being buried and raised from the dead back there in a pool of water. You'll seal them with your spirit and they'll live forever. Thank you, Father, for hearing my prayer. Through Jesus, I pray. Amen. I'm done.